Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 16th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
What's up? Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yep. What's up?
That is the foursome, as always. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys survive the wind yesterday?
It was brutal.
Survived the wind, but I had an internet-less night last night at Mikasa, and I
the
just
wind
felt,
take out your router?
No, I think it was an issue from the day before. Let me just tell you, I felt like Lewis and Clark pushing westward last night. Like, I couldn't have felt more like I was Amish or living in frontier times.
Why? Because your TV didn't work? Because you could obviously use your phone, your 5G network.
Yeah, just TV wouldn't work, computer. Like, I'm just doom scrolling Twitter, and like before I went to bed.
you didn't know how to entertain yourself.
I mean, I could have read a book, I guess. Chose not to do that.
I mean, your perfect day included an hour of reading.
It did. Now,
now might want to reconsider.
I did tweet last night that my perfect day did not include 70 minutes on the phone trying to troubleshoot to fix the problem.
And what is the issue?
I don't know. I think it's a bad cable going into my router. Somebody from, I'm not going to name the company, is going to come out and fix it today at 1 o'clock.
Right. Were any of your neighbors having the issue?
To my knowledge, no.
Oh, that must have sucked.
something from the pole.
I don't know. Something is amiss. All right. I know is 1 o'clock, the tech is coming over. I would just like to have that 70 minutes back. Hmm. I know I'm not getting it back. I'd like to have it back.
Hold on. It was out for 70 minutes?
No. I was on the phone.
Oh, you're on for the phone.
With the tech.
How long? When did it go out?
When did it go out? I mean, it went out
2-3 o'clock.
It was still working a little bit, but it really went out once I got on the phone. The phone with the tech.
Gotcha.
Because then he basically pulled the plug and tried to reset it, and it couldn't be reset.
Right.
It was a debacle. Mm. Don't think that it wasn't.
Oh, I know.
It was a full-fledged debacle.
I've been there before. It sucks.
Hopefully by 1 or 2 o'clock today.
You don't know what to do with your day.
I mean, I'll be back up and running.
You just feel lost.
You could have hotspotted your computer so you had a little bigger screen.
It's fine. By that time, my brain was completely frazzled from talking to this guy. He was very helpful. He was trying to help solve the problem. He just couldn't get me over the hump.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all fine.
They'll fix it
today.
It'll
get taken care of today.
Yeah.
And I will be back on the grid.
If that had happened in my house, I would have just been taking shrapnel from my wife because she would somehow blame me for the internet being out.
And it was not my doing. It was out of my control.
Right.
But here we are.
Right.
So you couldn't watch Strom or Hattie it last night.
I wasn't able to watch the Strom or Hattie. You're correct.
That's right.
So we'll talk to Coach Carbs about that. He's scheduled, I believe, at 7 a.m.
Good. Yeah. They stopped the bleeding a little bit.
They did. They did stop.
Needed that.
I watched a post game on Monumental, and Bruce Boudreau was there, and he said, you just need to have one good game before going into the playoffs.
Mm. Well, that might have been it.
You don't necessarily need to have this streak of five or six straight wins, but if you can put together one good game and you're like, okay.
So they have one more, right?
Yep.
They
have one Thursday.
You can kind of just point to that one game and say, okay, this is how we play hockey. This is the formula.
Yeah, this is the blueprint.
Kind of true, because it is just a whole new season. I mean, once it gets going, it's all new. But again, remember, we've been through it. You start out 0-2, look like a carcass in the ocean, and you could find a way to get some momentum, you could dig your way out of it.
Then our pal Lars Eller saved us.
Mm-hmm.
He saved the Caps, and he saved us
right
from another off season of just misery and early playoff exit.
I love
Lars Eller.
I finally did see the video of Ovi on with McAfee and you know, passing the phone around and all the boys saying hello, whatever. It was a nice touch. And you know, Ovi is just so friggin' charming.
He is.
He really is.
He's our guy.
He's a good guy.
Carberry's charming too. I'm a little sad this is gonna be his final appearance.
Yeah.
Carbs,
yeah. He's been great this season.
Oh, he doesn't come on during the playoffs. That's right.
I think he's contractually obligated through today.
Through today.
Believe that's correct.
I think his eye will be in a different ball during the playoffs.
You're probably right.
I'm sure. But I bet we could, you know, if we get humming, we can probably get him on.
So if the regular season ends tomorrow for the entire league, do we know when they would play? Would they play game one on a Sunday?
I don't know. I don't know the schedule yet. Yeah. But Sunday sounds about right.
Friday, Saturday, yeah, because that would be they have to start it on the weekend. Maybe not the Caps.
I would think.
The NHL playoffs has to start this weekend.
And they'll be playing either Columbus or Montreal. So that'll be determined, I guess, tomorrow. One of those two teams will be the opponent.
So Columbus won last night. They beat the Flyers. And did the Canadiens play? I don't think they played last night.
But to look at the scores.
Yeah. The Blue Jackets definitely won. But I don't think Montreal played. So Montreal has a 1-point lead? Let's see. Montreal has 89 points. And Columbus currently, after last night's win, they have 87. So it's coming down to their final game on Thursday.
Win and they're in.
You know, I don't know. I haven't been able to absorb everything that Drab's put here on this outline. But, okay, so he wants to talk about it at 6:45. The Travis Hunter situation is kind of wild, where he's now saying he'll quit football.
He's threatening, yeah.
I guess we'll get into that a little later. But I thought I heard that yesterday, and I just kind of dismissed it in my brain.
I mean,
but that's a real thing.
Here's what I would say to Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
The NFL will go on without you. Right. Okay.
Well, there's no
you're
chance.
You're a great player, but
there's no chance he's turning down that money. He ain't quitting.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere, first and foremost. Yeah. And again, the NFL is way bigger than Travis Hunter.
But I believe that whatever team does draft him is going to play him both ways. Maybe not full time. He's not going to play 1,500 snaps or 2,000 snaps, whatever it is. But I think he'll play both ways.
I think so, too.
Maybe not 100%, but I think he'll play both ways.
I've brought it up a bunch of times.
Yeah, he's not
Shohei's played both ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to let somebody who has a passion to do something, who's great at doing it, you break the mold and you let them do it.
Well, we're getting closer here, Cakes, to the draft. How many days away are we?
I think it's 8.
Typically starts
away?
On a Thursday,
a week from,
right?
Week from tomorrow.
Yeah. A week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And where is it being held this year?
Green Bay.
Being held in Green Bay. All right.
There's going to be a billion people in Green Bay.
How many people are they expecting? Like over 100,000?
I mean, I would guess well over 100,000. I mean, we've seen some of these crowd shots from like Nashville and Detroit. I couldn't believe the amount of people that they were stuffing into the streets in downtown Detroit. I think it was like over 200,000 people.
Yeah.
Right. Like they're massive.
So you
got
to be able to accommodate a couple hundred thousand. Because I know when I was in KC, it was a nice downtown area. You know, where like you could tell there's like it's set up for like live music, restaurants everywhere. I was like, oh, maybe they could hold a draft here. I wonder, but I don't think it could hold that amount of people. You need to be able to hold.
Kansas City, the Royals had 1 million people, I think, at their parade.
Yeah,
they went to the World Series.
Yeah, you need to be able to hold a lot of people.
I mean, they could do it.
Well, maybe not at the venue that I was thinking of, though. Yeah.
Now they're not going to have it in the stadium, are they? They're going to have somewhere in the town, in the city.
It will be around Lambeau Field and Titletown, right? Which is like a built-up area around Lambeau Field.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Just wonder what the weather has been like up in Green Bay. It can't be great.
There's something going on here. I mean, we still have pollen, right? I'm waking up and I feel fine, but I just still have so much snot.
Actually, it's not bad up there in Green Bay. It's 60s.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, there's
here.
Definitely pollen.
Of course, there's pollen.
Pollen's not going away till probably mid to end of May, bro.
Yeah, another month.
It's around.
Better get on those allergy meds. Better get on the eye drops, the whole regimen.
It actually does feel silly, though, when you just blow your nose and it just all comes out. It's silly. Oh,
it's so liberating.
Oh, God.
You can actually breathe.
It's amazing to get rid of the snot.
That's why Jason's doing it every morning. I mean, every single morning.
Yeah, but his is just loogies.
It's not, bro.
He's clearing out the pipes.
It's in there.
Mm-hmm. He's got to get the system.
You know how many times
when
I'm walking my dog, I just put my knuckle in one of my nostrils and it's blow.
Yeah, that feels so silly.
Both sides. I do it all the time.
It's kind of gross. I've done it before. Don't get me wrong, but it's kind of gross. But it does feel good.
When you get
through that blockage. Right.
Yeah. I did that this morning. As soon as I closed my garage door, I put my finger on my left nostril, just blew a huge snot. Rocket out of
when
there.
When I do that, I'm just worried that there's some collateral damage, like on my shirt.
Probably a little bit somewhere. Who knows where it's
gotta
going.
Be.
Who knows?
All right, Cakes mentioned we got Spencer Carberry, Capitals coach, joining us coming up at 7 o'clock, and it's a big executive day. Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, GM of your Washington
Rizzo
Nationals.
After a win,
he'll join us coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.